From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
$12 billion, where do you reckon it goes?
Right, yeah, so this is the announcement around the infrastructure. So this is how the government plans to execute the infrastructure lever of its fiscal policy. Look, Mike, just looking at why they're doing it, I mean, growth's a bit stagnant. Monetary policy is a lever that really only has so much leverage. Global growth isn't really helping us out, and well, of course, it is an election year. But interest rates are low. And you just said government borrowing levels at the moment are under control as well. So let's get some infrastructure built. Well, what do we know? The infrastructure announcement was made pre-Christmas. $8 billion for specific capital products, $4 billion added to the multi-year capital allowance. They broke the $8 billion further down, $6.8 billion for new transport projects, and then some money going to schools, DHBs, etc. So, Mike, it kind of makes sense. It's kind of logical to run with projects that already have been consented. But there's the political angle of sort of green-lighting roads of national significance that were cancelled after the previous election. So we'll see how that one plays out. I think some money will go to rail, and I think public transport projects could get priority, which tends to make you look at extending the Auckland Northern Motorway busway, possibly the Northwestern Motorway bus lanes as well. You'd have to think that geographically Auckland won't get allocated all the dosh, which makes you look at the Tauranga Northern Link, maybe the extension of the Kapiti Expressway, extending the Waikato Expressway, the Penn Link, that new link in Whangaparoa, and there's the Melling Interchange down the Lower Hutt. So I think those things will all come into play. We haven't got a handle yet on the impact that these projects will have on growth. And one thing that has been a little bit lost today, Mike, and it kind of came out a little bit quietly, Kāinga Ora, that's the newly formed successor to Housing New Zealand, they very quietly increased their borrowing limit to $7.1 billion a week or two ago. So there's actually an extra just over $4 billion of spending available to Housing New Zealand or Kāinga Ora as well. So there's another 4,800 houses that will be built or refitted. So it's a little bit more than the money that they're actually talking about in the announcement today that's going to be spent.
Very good point, and there's a very good reason why they don't tell you that, but we'll come to that maybe another day given it's election season. Now, talk to me about gold and maybe about oil. Oil's down again. What do we do with that?
Yeah, so when we're looking at responses in the financial markets to the coronavirus, what you're seeing is pretty much expected in global share markets, you know, given the strong rise recently. Coronavirus almost feels like a catalyst for frustrated bears to sort of exercise the old sell buttons. But we generally expect the following in these times. We see a flight to safety, flight to quality, and we see the risk aversion trades. So that generally means gold price up. That's what we've seen. We see money flowing into US Treasury bonds. That's what we've seen. And we've seen the US dollar stronger. Gold did spike higher. It's the highest price we've seen since 2013, $1,580. And remember, early 2019, bouncing around in the 1300 to 1350. So gold quite a lot stronger. Money has flowed into US Treasury bonds. The rate there's fallen from 1.8 to 1.6. Oil. Yeah, Brent crude fell below $60 a barrel, so this market's sort of worried about lower levels of economic activity. But the thing is, Mike, I suspect that if it stays down there, you're going to see an OPEC response. They'll just pump less. What I want to point out, though, Mike, is that overnight we've seen US consumer confidence come out better than expected. And what have we seen? We've seen a bit of reversal of those trends. And this is the thing. If, in fact, coronavirus is contained, then we'll go back to concentrating on the real long-term stuff, and you'll see those things correct.
Okay, mate, what are the numbers?
28,000. So the US market's better, and that's on the back of some of those consumer confidence numbers. 28,793 on the Dow Jones, up 257, about 0.9%. The S&P 500 up 1.1%, 3,279. And the NASDAQ has bounced back 1.5%, 9,275. So all good there. The FTSE 100 up 68, 7,480. Still weaker in Asia, though. The Nikkei down 0.55%, 23,215. And the Shanghai Composite down 2.75%. So China's still feeling that, 2976 on the Shanghai Composite. Australasia lower, the ASX 200, 6994, down 96, 1.3%, and we lost 1% on the NZX 50 yesterday, closing at 11,685. Kiwi dollar weaker, 0.6531 against the US, 0.9674 Aussie, 0.5931 euro, 0.5026 pounds, 71.28 yen, and gold, as I said, $1,568.84, and Brent crude still under 60 bucks, $59.95.
Have a good one, mates. Andrew Kelleher at jmiwealth.co.nz.